You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
What a man, what a mighty good man.
What a man, what a man.
We gotta get a shot of Jackie by herself.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
Hello, everybody! Welcome to another episode of RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. My name is Kenny Harrison, your host this evening. Sitting next to me is the handsome
Cameron Marston.
Welcome back, Cameron.
Hey!
We missed you last week.
Back to work, pig bills.
There you go. And across from me.
Oh, my boob got caught on the microphone.
And this is why she's by herself today.
I know.
Hi.
I'm Jackie Borowski. For you iTunes listeners, I think there's like three iTunes listeners left. But
that's three more than we had before, right?
I started off sitting next to Jackie, but I had an NRI, which is a nipple-related incident.
In other words,
I'm not allowed to sit next to anyone because my boobs are all pushed up today.
Yeah. But that's good. What am I hearing now?
The more you know.
Hi. Did you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, sorry.
I'm Michelle visaging my boobs.
Okay. That's a good one. And in the booth is our master and commander, Steven.
Arch nemesis.
What up,
HR.
Guys?
Hi, Steven.
Arch nemesis from HR. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that one right there.
Yeah. Inside joke, viewers, inside joke. We're a little less chocolate tonight. thanks, Jason Carter, for joining us last week. Tony, I don't know. I think he's working. So
yes, Tony's working.
Tony's working. He won't be joining us this evening, but we'll still hold down the fort. Original OGs.
Holding.
OGs?
I think that's a double, what do you call it?
Double I said entendre. It.
Yeah. Original OG. I think OG stands for original.
Oh, you mean not a double entendre.
Redundancy.
The more you know. So, this is episode 6. Can you believe it? We're almost halfway done with the season.
What was the title of this episode?
The title of this episode was...
Oh, no, she better don't.
Oh, no, she better don't.
And I love that title.
I do, too.
I thought it was great.
Oh, you do?
My first impression of this episode, I thought it was the most entertaining thus far.
Yeah, yes, I had a really good time watching this episode.
Yes,
I do. This was, I would say, for me, this was the most interesting Untucked as well.
Yes, I would agree.
I'm not sure about the Untucked part of the show, but for me, I think it was definitely entertaining. I love the concept. I don't think we've seen rap all the way through, per se. For some reason, I feel like I'm very old, so my memory is gone. But I think they've done rap before on the show. No, You Better Don't came from something. I can't remember. So, if you're listening to us on iTunes, make a comment, correct me. If you're watching us on YouTube, thank you. Jackie was excited because we passed, I think it was 11,000 views.
We're at 12,000 right now.
There you go. And that's
on one episode?
On one episode.
Fuck!
Thanks, guys. That's great. It's awesome.
Which episode was that?
Last week's.
Last week's.
Because Jason Carter was on.
Yeah. And
chocolate.
Chocolate.
The viewers loved the...
Chocolate.
I'm not going to go there. But,
Oh, I have a shout-out.
Oh,
keep thinking.
I'm just going to keep rambling until you find your shout-outs because you have, like, 10,000 of them, I'm pretty sure. See, there we go.
Yes.
Jackie's shout-out.
One wild child. There's your shout-out. My boobs keep sticking in the microphone. I need to stop this. Put those things away.
Most of us are lactose intolerant anyway.
And he had a question that I'll bring in later.
This is not Jackie trying too hard.
This is Jackie.
This is, you guys, like, I really dress like this in my room, in my apartment.
She does.
I can get with that.
This is how I do. I do costumes.
That's how I do. Continue with your shout-outs, please.
We have to move this along. Lee Sapp made a good point of there were more people eliminated so far from group one then we're in group two.
I agree, and I was going to bring that up later in the show, but since you already done that. Thanks a lot.
Those are my shout-outs. I kept them down to a minimum.
Okay, two. So, okay, so let's talk about that. What do you guys think about how the division of the two groups have kind of determined the level of the competition so far?
I think they did it, but I think it was purposeful from the outset. So I feel like they brought in the better group, or not the better group, I shouldn't say, because I do like queens that are in both groups.
Mm-hmm.
They brought in, as a whole, a stronger group the second time.
Right.
So, I don't know if that was, like, if that was done on purpose or what. And I know some of it was they wanted to stay in the same groups
right.
When they did the first challenge, because it's like, that's who you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's hard to tell, like, where that comes from. But.
Sorry.
What?
I just... I'm mesmerized by the hand movements because I watched the show last week. What you guys are doing, because I was at work and I had to. And there's a lot of hand talking on this show.
As you're talking
Jason
with your
Carter
finger,
took the cake though. Boy, he talks with his hands.
I thought he was gonna fly away.
Yeah,
which is why I'm sitting with my hands Sorry. Crossed in front of me right now, because I have a tendency to do this a lot. So
this train is derailed. Me. I apologize. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, Jackie.
So. We start the episode with the after the elimination. Then we get back and, you know, G is gone and now we're Laganja. Here's the thing. And here are my hands, because I am really, I know there are a lot of Laganja Estranja fans out
not
there.
Me.
I am definitely not one of them. I'm sorry. I think she's annoying. I think she's bitter. And I think Adore said it in Untucked where people put her on the top level, and when she doesn't make that top level, she becomes very bitter and angry about it.
And blame shifts.
Yeah. And I'm over her. I would love to see her go.
I think the problem for her is the problem that some people saw that might have happened to Adore in the beginning, where it's like, you have this level of people expect a certain something from you, because it's like, you have a famous drag mother who has been on the show before. Like, she is very talented, and I just think that it's like there was a certain expectation, and when she's not filling that expectation, people get frustrated, and she knows she's not filling that expectation, so she gets frustrated with herself.
Don't get me wrong. I really like her looks. I think she has some kind of talent. It's just the way she carries herself, and I think it has to do with – that's probably my phone star, guys. I think it has to do with maturity. I think it's a maturity thing.
I think that she doesn't live in a reality bubble that's akin to the rest of us. I think that she has built up her own fan base in her head. And when she's not up to par with the people that she's surrounded by, her peers in this specific competition, it hits her a little bit harder.
I feel like she's an intention whore. And I think she always has
to... She is an intention whore.
And attention whore. I hate you.
But I think on some level, a lot of these queens are
attention
whores.
No, but you know
whores.
What, though? And here's the thing. I compare her to Trinity in this sense, because Trinity, she doesn't want the attention on her. But it tends to be that way, is when she gets quiet and, you know, kind of mopey. And if you watch really closely, whenever, like, Rue comes into the workroom after the shemale, as she delivers shemale, there's no, like, expression from Trinity. Whereas Laganja is always... Oh, mama, this, and, you know, whenever they're walking into it, she's the first one.
Mama.
And it becomes an annoyance. Even when she's doing her little two-camera interviews, I'm just like,
Trinity is a pessimist, whereas I feel that Laganja is that, she's that kid in elementary, usually a girl, that wears Band-Aids even though they don't have an owie, or they don't have a boo-boo or an ouch. She's that type that's just always needing
looking
attention.
Looking for attention. Mm-hmm. I'm over it.
Putin.
And then my other thing that I wanted to discuss from the beginning of the show was the whole Ben de la Creme being like, you know, showing his peacock, you know, strutting around. You know, he's the only person that's won twice, two main challenges. What do you guys feel about that?
He made a comment, too, in Untucked, where they were talking about going to the Gold Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I've never been in the Gold Lounge because I've never been in the bottom or the middle.
He's never been.
I've always been in the top three.
Yeah. I think that I can see where Darian Lakes you know, was like a little annoyed by it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't find anything wrong with that.
I don't either, which is funny because I feel like a lot of these queens try to psych each other out.
That could be, yeah.
And I don't think Ben is the only person in the history of Drag Race who has been guilty of trying to psych people out. Right. I think it happens a lot. And so I think there's a certain level of, this is competition, I'm trying to psych you out. And then there's also, I was thinking, like, if I was in that situation, I would just be so naturally excited that I had won these competitions and that I was doing well, that I probably would be bragging a little because I was so excited.
I would brag when you win the $100,000, but I get it. I mean, it's no better or worse than Courtney making references to the resting on pretty.
Yeah, thing, the body, yaddy, yaddy.
Are you resting on ugly? So, I mean, it doesn't bother me. If Darian's bothered, then oh well. I mean, because it is what it is.
It is what it is. And so we head into the mini challenge where it's one of my favorite mini challenges. The only one that I actually enjoy watching. It's the library. It was officially open.
I want to see the whole thing.
I do. And again, we talk about this every
week.
Yes,
I want to see
favorite?
The whole thing.
What was your favorite?
My favorite, I really like the, I actually like the Shark Week comment that Ben Delacreme, Dore said to Trinity. I thought it was hilarious. And I think the one that she said to Laganja was funny,
yes,
too, about the leg drop. You just reverse it. I like that.
And here's my thing, though, about those reads. Like, some of their reads, and I don't know if it's because, I mean, there were, like, I agree that Darian, Ben, Bianca all had really funny reads. But I also think that, their asides to me are funnier than when they're on the spot doing reads.
That's
that makes sense.
What has endeared me to Adore. I find Adore's asides to be,
yes,
the most consistently entertaining and funny.
Yeah,
without being completely sharp all the time, whereas Bianca's generally sharp. I love Bianca. Don't get me wrong. I think she's hilarious, but she's always sharp. Whereas Adore is just, she just like goes with it. And
but last week Jason said he was like, I feel Adore is one of the most genuine people there.
You can see it.
You can see it.
You know what?
My favorite aside, though. Sorry, not to cut you off, but before I forget it, my favorite aside was when she's talking about how cute Bianca is, and she goes, "She's everything I want to be when I'm 57."
Yeah. And see, and that was like later on,
yeah,
and I think that was funny.
Yeah.
I think for me, the same way I felt about Willem in season 4, when she first walked in, I wasn't too sure. I was just like, mm-hmm, oh, I think this character is going to annoy me.
Yeah.
And I ended up falling in love with her. I think Adore is doing that for me as well this season. Like when she first came out, I was like, oh, that voice, I know I'm going to get annoyed by it. But now as the seasons progress, I think she has something that I didn't see in the first 2 episodes. Of course, you know, they wanted to keep her around for the singing challenge. And actually, this rapping challenge, she did well. She ended up winning. I think she has what a lot of the other girls don't have. I'm still not seeing, like, all of it. You know what, mm-hmm, I mean?
I think that Adore has a natural performance quality.
Yeah.
Speaking of the voice thing, because it's the same thing, I was irritated. Like, I think a lot of young queens, they do that affectation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole, like, you mentioned it earlier with Laganja and the mama, that,
yeah,
just grates my nerves because she's always doing it. There's no, like, you should pick your plot points with that. Like, pick your timing with that. Whereas Adore, her affectation is, it almost now seems organic as opposed to
pushed
and contrived.
Yes.
Laganja is always trying way
too
hard.
So you think Laganja's, like, because I know lots of people that just, they have, like, personal tics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you say something over and over. So you think Laganja is contrived, but, like, if Adore had a personal tic, it would just be a personal tic.
I don't think Laganja's affectation to her voice and speaking like that is,
oh, okay,
a tic. I think she has
rehearsed
and conditioned herself,
yeah,
that way.
I agree.
To fit in with the kids.
What was your favorite read?
That was it. It was the Laganja read.
I also like, another person that I liked in the mini challenge was
Darian.
Jocelyn.
Oh.
I like Darian, but I like Jocelyn's too. The when she ripped on Darian about the toilet seat.
Yes!
The
only flat place.
There were some all-around good
There were
reads.
Some good ones.
There, that was the thing. Is like, as opposed to previous seasons, I felt everybody did well, or maybe that was the takes they took.
I don't think Laganja was funny for me. And again, we didn't see everything. We only saw a few, like one or two.
Mm-hmm.
I think Adore was definitely on the top end for me. Ben was definitely on, not Ben. Yeah, Ben was on top. But I'm thinking Bianca. I think, of course, she is going to do well. And I think Darian did as well. My only thing is that, and I guess this is about the whole competition in itself, it seems as though the funny queens always do well. From when we look at a season as a whole, there are a lot of acting challenges where you can rely on your comedy. There's a lot of, like tonight, we saw a lot, or last night, we saw a lot of funny things that people like Trinity, she has not, I mean, when she did her read, she read herself, which I thought was really interesting, mm-hmm. but I didn't think
smart.
It was smart because it played to her advantage as opposed to trying to read everyone else. I'm assuming she tried and it just didn't work out.
Well, because it detracts from the fact that she really didn't.
Right.
She doesn't have reading.
And I kind of felt her frustration in The Untucked where she's saying, you know, there you can be funny. Like, and here's the thing. When they clocked Courtney about relying on her body and her looks, I feel like a lot of people like Bianca and Ben, they rely on funny. And Adore, they rely on funny. And I think it's kind of an unfair, unbalanced, you know, kind of... Yes, we get it. We want to see a well-rounded drag queen.
You just saw Cameron's face.
No, I just saw your face when you looked at him. And so I already know something. Well, go ahead, Mr. Wonky. What do you got to say?
The difference is comedy has to kind of, how do you say, it has to transition. You have to, it fills in the gaps, whereas pretty just is pretty. Comedy kind of has to be able to maneuver in and out of different constructs.
So do you think that's a big requirement to be the next drag
superstar? It's not a big requirement, but I think it's definitely a beneficial tool to have in your toolbox, or skill to have in your toolbox.
Here's my thing, and it has to do with, for me, what being a drag queen is, what drag means. Mm-hmm. And I know drag means different things to different people, and there are different types of drag queens. But as a whole, you want to be entertained. You're going to see a drag queen because you want to be entertained. You don't want to, I mean, as far as at me, I should just say it's me, but like most people, I would think, don't want to just see someone who happens to do good makeup. Mm-hmm. It's like that person can be a print magazine. Like, Trinity would work wonders in a print magazine. But it's like, do I want to go see Trinity perform drag on stage? Not particularly. Not after watching this season. I mean, I know Jason says she does a great live show, but you can't tell it from what you're watching this season. You can't.
You know what my thing, and I agree with you on that. And before I even started watching Drag Race, I always thought that the only part of drag is lip singing.
Boo.
I never knew, or I didn't know that there are comedy queens that actually do stand-up comedy in drag, mm-hmm. and it's funny. Bianca Del Rio, for example. I went back and watched a lot of her on YouTube stand-up, and it's funny, and I didn't realize that until I started watching the show, which is great. But then, you know, we talked about a couple of seasons ago about pageant queen versus, you know, and I just thought they just dress up as women and lip-sync. I had no idea that there was a big spectrum. But I think the show, the point that I guess I'm trying to make for the show is that in order to win, you have to be funny.
And
I
think, have a gimmick.
But I think that becomes stale. Like, I believe, like, for me, I think Ben is a strong competitor. And I think he has a chance to win. But I think he does the same, especially on the runway, he does the same look over and over again. There's nothing, like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Dynamic.
Dynamic or, you know,
pizzazz.
Exactly. And I, that was one of the comments. Like, we're not too, like, rainbows and, like, fucking Skittles.
And Skittles.
Yeah. Sorry. I did like the Russian doll. That was clever. It was clever and it was funny. And the way, you know, and it was just.
Yes.
I feel as though again, editing, we know the show is, like, cut to pieces. But I feel like, I kind of like it when the girls, when they're being read, I like it when they take it in stride. Unlike LaGanja and Ben with the rushing. It's like, you know, they kind of take it personally.
But here's something else I had. Okay, so a lot of the, and I noticed this during Untucked specifically, and I'm waving my hands, whatever.
You just want to show off those gloves and that big-ass ring on your finger.
I do. This ring, I found it in my apartment when I moved in. Nice. Anyway, yeah, I know. Things you get.
It's like the ring from Beastmaster.
Or American
Sorry,
Horror
if
Story.
You got that.
Back on topic.
Sorry.
When I was watching Untucked, I noticed some of the cutaways, and I know that in reality television, sometimes people have a reaction, and the person who's filming, it's like you have various people filming, and to get the good reaction, sometimes you have to ask that person to do that reaction again.
Or, and a lot of reality shows, they steal reactions from different, completely different yes. conversations or completely different days.
Yeah. Yes. So. Because I noticed this in Untucked, it was like the conversation was happening, and the reactions were kind of like weirdly was disjointed. They didn't seem to be going with the conversation. And I'm like, it doesn't even seem to me like whoever cut this, like, is cutting it right or putting the right face with the right reaction and whatnot. So then, it makes me think when they're in the workroom, it's like, you wonder if they're taking this reaction, like, this, maybe this is a face that they had earlier during a different read.
Yeah.
And so that's part of what I think. It's like, yeah, we can take some level of like, oh, they took this in stride and they didn't. But then at the same time, who is editing this out to make these queens seem like a jerk and this queen right. seem like not a jerk?
Exactly. Well, that goes to us, and particularly Darian Lake and
Ben de la Creme.
I'm about 3 Red Bulls in. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little jittery. So with that, they've already set that up in the beginning of the episode, how they're going to be banter. So anytime they do one, like if one is talking and Ben is talking, they're going to cut to Darianne giving a negative mm-hmm. reaction. And that's how you create these dramas. And this is why I'm not the biggest reality TV junkie.
See, that's an affected voice.
Hi. So,
I like it more when you get queens in a two-shot, like when you like that,
because you can't steal a two-shot.
No,
it's
and so
all
like
natural.
when Ben and Darian, Ben was kind of like trying to call out Darian about not having her on her team.
Mm-hmm.
Those reactions in that scene were very natural because she was like, "So well, hey," and she was like, "I don't have to tell you," and you were getting them both at the same time,
right?
Which was great because you were like, "I know this is. I feel the energy of this conversation."
I'm so glad you brought that up because we're gonna segue into the teens.
Yay!
So, Darian Lake won. I want to get your guys' opinion on the team process because anyone who saw the episode knows that the teams really didn't matter.
It didn't matter!
But, however, they didn't know that while they were picking teams. Do you think it was fair? It's kind of like I thought it was kind of a fuck you to, like, the girls that weren't picked. It was just like, I'm picking you, you, and you, and then the rest of you are on your own team. Because if I'm picking teams, I'm picking the stronger players for my team. I felt that kind of like was just like, I thought it was kind of shitty, in my opinion.
Well, because she got to pick everyone.
Exactly.
Instead of,
because normally when they do teams, there are usually 2 winners,
right.
and then they trade
alternate,
off.
Right.
No, I see
this
that.
Time, she got the, which is another kind of a little twist to the show. It adds a little bit more drama. She got to pick her team. And she picked the...
a lot of really strong people.
I think she picked all the strong people for her team. Except for LaGanja. I'm still not Team LaGanja. I'm sorry.
I think Ben is a strong player, though. I think that's what Ben feels, that she's close to Darian, that she's a strong player. And I think that she reacted against that.
But I think Darian had a perfect excuse as to why she didn't. I mean, this is a rap challenge. I wouldn't have picked Ben for a rap challenge. I think she picked the right people. Although, I'm going to be a little racist now. I'm sorry. I thought Trinity would have been a whole lot better at this challenge, being a sister and all, or a brother, however. Jason said that he's a little hood outside of out of drag.
You could see it in his dance.
Well, even that, I thought he, you know, this
his
is
his dancing
I
was
feel,
great.
I feel like I'm sorry, I'm racist. I feel that, and trust me, and he knows. If I was given a rap challenge,
for
I would
iTunes,
totally fail.
Wait, I think we feel like we have to say this though. For iTunes listeners, Kenny is black. I like. We have to remember.
Really?
You have to remember. Not everybody can see you.
Oh, I thought
I quit.
Hello, America. I am black.
Oh my God, I was just trying to make it make sense to people.
Oh, okay. I thought you were calling me out.
Steve, can you call me?
That's
you. We have him on the line.
So, if you haven't noticed, I am black.
For iTunes
but
listeners,
I thought,
I'm a
but
dude.
But I thought I not. It's not just a black thing. It's about. I don't know. I think I'm digging myself a bigger hole.
Oh, don't apologize.
But I will say...
You thought she was going to be
I thought she was a better performer
in this genre.
Fuck it, I said it.
I just think in a different light, because, okay, I was seeing her dancing, and she's a good dancer. And the practice is she's a really good dancer. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like when they did the taping, they were relying so much on the actual, like, rap portion mm-hmm. that you didn't really get to see much of the what dancing. Was choreographed. Mm-hmm. And so I would be interested to see what she had choreographed for them, because she's obviously...
I saw, you saw part of it. They had the group part where you saw them in unison. A little bit. I saw a little bit.
Belogo, give us some of the extended versions, because I want to see all of the reads. I want to see every single... I will sit there for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, however long it took to put that together. And I want to see the whole video with dancing.
My reasoning.
Fuck that. I want to see their uncut documents. I want to see your uncut reel.
Yeah, I want to see everything.
I can understand why Darian did not pick Trinity, because if we're getting these little pieces where Trinity is always making disclaimers or excuses, even though she swears she doesn't make it, I'm not an excuse queen.
That was weird, too. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. No, that was totally edited, right? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't pick her either. She's a pessimist, and then when things go wrong, it just starts to domino, and it just dark cloud, gloomy. So I'm good with the choice.
I agree, though, because I said this, like,
I
maybe...
I mean, she raps twice a day.
Well, I felt like maybe the... I'm sorry, Steve. I won't say it anymore.
Keep talking.
I got called out on my expletive. Even though my hat has one.
What were you saying, Jackie?
So, Trinity, I was saying last week that Trinity, I felt like maybe she was being held back. And Ben said this, that they felt like she was having a burden from not saying that she had HIV.
Ben and Bianca, I think, both made reference to that.
And, but then I watched this episode, and it's like, that was your burden to be lifted. Like, you said that to everybody, and you let it go, supposedly, and your burden was lifted. But now you're in this episode making the same excuses for why you're not prepared. And it's like, even if you aren't, like, a rap queen or this or that, like, the other queens who weren't rap queens went in there prepared.
I'm glad you brought that up. For me, and I know you want to say something.
I do.
Go ahead. No, I thought you were okay. So this is a running
theme
for Trinity mm-hmm. is the whole they get a challenge and she's like, oh, I'm not an actress. I'm not a singer. I don't rap. You know, it's just whereas you have someone like Milk who is just like, all right, I'll do it. I may not be the best at it, but I'm gonna give 100%. And what pisses me off about Trinity, is that she'll get back in Untucked and she'll be like, well, I gave it my all. I don't know what else they want from me. It comes off as annoying.
Well,
it comes off as
defeatist.
And also, if you're going to make a statement about taking the disease and not allowing it to be a wall or a hurdle for you and, you know, living your dreams or doing what you're going to do, then stop making excuses.
Exactly.
Because you're completely wiping away your statement that you just made.
Right.
That's my point of view. That's my perspective on it. You know, I mean, if you're going to use the disease and speak out for it or on behalf of those who suffer from it, be that beacon of hope, not
do one thing.
Not this. It's negative.
Do one thing and then, you know, just turn around and be like, oh, well, I can't do it. You know. That's just...
Less words, less talk, more action.
Yeah.
And then I said this last week, too. It's like, I never want to see queens going into a situation where it's like, I'm already not trying going into this.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was having that same problem in Untucked, where it's like, oh, well, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? And then Bianca's like, well, what are you good at?
Right.
It's like... And then I
love the way Bianca phrased it.
Yeah.
You know, this is a fair question. What are you good at?
Yeah.
What
are you successful at?
Soften the blow.
Yeah. Because it's true. It's like you say, you know, you have something to offer. You have, you know, you have things.
I have so many dreams.
Yeah. What do you
And
have
Adore
to
made a good point where she was like, you should try it. Like, you should just go into it and do it. And
but the thing is, the competition, sometimes the competition is from other people. But then in reality, a lot of competition is within yourself. She's always defeated by herself.
Yeah.
We're always the biggest hurdles for ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
but she also doesn't take compliments very well. That annoys the show.
And she doesn't take criticism either. Or help, for that matter. Because I think it was Ben who was like, you're still not enunciating. I laughed too, but I did the same thing because I didn't want to laugh.
But there were comments made before about how she needs to enunciate from the judges.
On her behalf, though, in rap, sometimes you don't have to, you know, enunciate every single vowel. But I have to agree with Ben a little bit. It's like, we need to hear what you're saying. And again, she took that as an insult as opposed to, you know, constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. So the rap video, I thought, in rehearsal... By the way, I love Eve and I love Trina, and I'm glad that I've never seen the two of them together, which was awesome, because I think all female rappers hate each other for some reason. I'm always thinking of Foxy Brown and Lil' Kim, like, drama. So I always think that all female rappers hate each other, just like, you know.
Now it's Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj.
Wow. Mm.
Sorry.
Well, they were cute. They were like, they're kind of like,
I thought I love seeing them. And actually, I like the fact that RuPaul is bringing on these notable, you know, people for these challenges. I think it's great.
I'm glad we had this problem last season where we were saying we didn't like it when the judges didn't match the contest.
Right.
And now the judges are matching all the contests, which is perfect.
I will say, though, I don't know what the budget is. You know, I'm sure I know Tony probably knows, but I feel as though that they are bringing in these big, you know, names to be judges. I think it's taken away from the prizes. Because I remember prizes, they used to be nice
prizes. They used to be big prizes.
They used to be cruises, and now they're just getting jewelry
and
wigs.
You get a paperclip and a piece of gum.
Not the saying that the prizes are, you know, but, you know, I feel bad for these, like, winners for these challenges, and they don't, you know, they get, like... a neck brace.
What are you talking about? They're getting 15 minutes of fame.
Well, I mean, they also don't get immunity.
Because I remember Sharon Needles, all she wanted was I was going to drop
the F-bomb.
She
wanted a cruise?
Yeah, she wanted a cruise. I want
my cruise!
They haven't given a cruise away. But the actual video I found was...
The video was hilarious.
I thought it was great. And actually, I enjoyed the process of the video as well. But then again... They didn't show every... I know they're on time constraint. They didn't show every... Like, you didn't see Courtney Act in the process. You didn't see Jocelyn Fox. Mm-hmm. And I think they, in the final cut, I thought they did really well.
Mm-hmm.
When Courtney spun her ponytail or grabbed and looked it around...
I was living for Courtney. It kind of bothers me because they are typically the ones that are always safe.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to see... Because I don't, as a viewer, I don't see it. You know, I'm glad that they showed the actual video where you get to see everybody rap. But I kind of want to see more behind the scenes and more, you know, the process.
Kenny wants an hour and a half long show, basically.
It is. If you think about it, the show can be an hour and a half plus Untucked, and I think people would watch it.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think. Would you watch it 2 hours? Make a comment right down there. Comment on Jackie's booth,
right down there.
Down there. By the way, I love all the comments. I really appreciate everyone.
You
making
guys have
comment.
Some great comments. They're
good
hilarious.
Or bad.
I love it. Rick, I love it. Yes. Don't
Oh, and
even
somebody,
hold back.
And now I can't remember who it is, but somebody commented because last week they told Milk, they were like, we keep seeing the same thing from you. And because I always wear funky outfits, they were like, I want to see something different from you. And I just like, I busted a gut. I was like, but I promise, I know I was said I would go glam this week, but I had to go with the challenge.
This is only episode 6.
We have more outfits, kids. Uh-huh. More outfits.
So, comment, tell Jackie what you want to see, and then she'll wear it.
Within reason. It has to be After Buzz TV acceptable.
No disclaimer.
No birthday suit.
Although you have
you
one.
People want to see that.
You never know. There's some freaks on YouTube. Not calling everyone a freak, sorry. But there's some on there.
Sorry.
I'm off track. Where's this train going?
We were talking about the video. Can I say I loved RuPaul in the video?
Yeah.
RuPaul
okay.
Hilarious.
So the first time I watched it, I actually thought it was Jason Carter. I saw a black guy dancing, and I was just like, why is Jason featured in this? And then I watched it again. And I was like,
I see a little bit of Miles though.
I didn't see Miles. Didn't see Miles. But I had to rewind it. I always say rewound. I had to rewind it to see. I was like, oh, that's actually RuPaul. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. I thought it was great.
I loved it because I felt like it was a different side of him. Like a really super, not that RuPaul isn't playful, but it was like super playful.
I would never imagine RuPaul doing a rap song.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Well, I mean like that, no.
Oh, I know what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
I wonder, was it me or did I feel like the lyrics for when everyone was doing their lyrics, I feel like it was all done in post. Like, I feel like they shot the video and then brought them. It seemed like they shot the video, edited it all together, and then brought everyone back to redo their lines over the video.
Maybe they did.
It looked, again, I'm these. They always say that I'm like a movie snob or TV snob. I feel as though I kind of...
You felt cheated.
I did feel cheated. I always feel cheated with the show. I'm sorry.
But they wrote their own lyrics, so that was a big bonus. I loved that. I thought they were funny. They were
what was your favorite? Who was your favorite?
So do we all agree that Adora was the best?
I actually... Bianca made me laugh the most.
She made me laugh. I thought Jocelyn Fox was... She's the first one out, and she really did really well. And then I would have said Courtney Act was not... was just as good. And I didn't have a problem with Milk.
Milk should not have gone home. This is why. Because that outfit... Okay, Michelle read him for that outfit.
I have a question.
Wait. Just give me a chance.
Okay.
Michelle read him for that outfit, and she goes, no hip-hop artist would wear that outfit in the 90s, blah, blah, blah. You're thinking of the guys you used to date or whatever. I'm sorry. That looks straight out of a Will Smith video from the 90s.
And this is... Okay, two things, and I'm glad you brought that up. Number one, for me... And every decade, I feel, is like this. It always, the beginning of the decade is one kind of fashion, something, trend. And towards the end, once you cross like 95, 85, 75, it changes into something else.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we're talking about the 90s, it was more that BBD, you know, MC Hammer.
Okay, hold on. It went from U-Men, Coda, then it kind of changed over into Cross Colors.
Cross Cutters.
Oh, Lord. Never mind. I give up.
I am black, people. Really. On iTunes, I am black. because no, we moved from, like, the 80s, which is kind of the disco, you know, the punk rock. And, like, by the end of the 90s, it's more like Usher and, like, you know.
Yeah, well, you think...
He just jumped.
But you think a lot of the styles, and not that I mean, I do not consider myself a, like, hip-hop artist.
But we all grew up in the 90s.
Right. 90s, which somebody made a point to LaGanja, like, what were you, six?
You were
in the
90s? Yeah.
We all grew up in the 90s, and I remember Michelle, to me, was talking about styles that happened towards the end of the 90s.
Right.
The kind of music she did was towards the end of the 90s.
Right.
Michelle was late 80s, early 90s.
Really? Because the outfits that she was, like, poo-pooing against were outfits that were early 90s.
Yeah, she's early 90s.
Oh, yeah, because roommate made a comment about the Bodyguard. She was on the Bodyguard soundtrack, and that was early 90s. That made sense. Here's my other point. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Are you done yet?
Here's another thing. So I wonder if they had to. Okay, you know how some challenges in the main challenge, they're given a wardrobe to choose from?
Mm-hmm.
Like they are allowed to pick their own costumes. I wonder if they had costumes to choose from or if they had to rely on something that they already brought. If memory serves me correctly, I don't remember seeing them choosing costumes at all. I just remember them going dressed as is. And on top of that, I think as far as looks, I think Trinity nailed it. I think Adore nailed it.
You mean during the...
During the actual video.
During the actual video,
yeah.
Yes.
I think those two nailed it as far as looks. Again, I don't know. I'm buzzing down here. I don't know. I'm sorry. I have my cell phone between my legs. I'm sitting on it. Sorry. I think
Bianca did a good job, too.
I have to agree with Santino about the ponytail. That was a little too much for me. Not enough. Not enough? I don't think it was enough. I'm still buzzing.
The pigtails?
Yeah. It bothered me a little bit.
I think she stuck with her theme. She's a shtick type.
I think Darian Lake's look, the trash bag, I'm sorry, I didn't like it. And she fell over. Here's another editing thing. Just because there was a trash can next to her that she fell on, why are we adding sound effects? It made it that much worse. Although I loved it though.
I think she should have wore a trash bag. If anybody knows Missy Elliott and I Can't Stand the Rain.
Oh, that was 90s. I always get the late 90s and 2000s.
She sits on heels like Lauren.
But it didn't.
But she should have had a reveal underneath the bag.
Yeah, it didn't read. And I guess that's why I didn't get it.
She was hoping for immunity and then she didn't get it, so whatever.
Did we say who was the best? Yes.
I chose Adore. You guys chose...
I was split between Jocelyn and Courtney Act. From the video. I'm just looking at the video. Okay. Runway
but
look.
Although I do think like all the people that you mentioned were amazing in the video.
So runway look, we had the theme.
Rouge dress.
Yes.
Wait.
Oh, sorry. The runway look, we had the theme was crazy, sexy, cool. Okay, rouge dress.
I thought it looked like cheap green material.
Okay. Oh, but I liked it.
No! Okay, I'm split.
Because I felt like it went with a theme. And I liked that she had red hair.
I liked the
hair. Okay, I did like the hair. That's the one thing I did like. I'm split. On the one hand, I thought this was something different, something new. But at the same time, it just didn't...
Didn't wow me.
No.
Whose outfit was your favorite on the runway?
My favorite on the runway... Okay, so I'm becoming a Jocelyn Fox fan now. I like her energy. I like her personality. And I think she's funny. I actually liked her outfit. And I'll say this.
I loved her outfit.
Thank you. I feel as though... This is Drag Race. I feel... I don't buy this whole less is more crap when it comes to drag. Personally, I think I didn't see anything. It was busy, but it wasn't anything that was wrong. I didn't find anything wrong with that.
Okay, Cam will, I'm sure, step in and rip us to shreds or whatever.
I'm okay with that.
Out of all the outfits on the runway, the one to me that read, okay, crazy, sexy, cool. You're talking about, you're referencing a TLC.
Right.
You're referencing TLC. So you're still referencing... I'm sorry. Why am I choked up? You're still referencing.
You're just excited.
I'm just so
no
excited.
Comments.
I'm choking on my own spit. you're referencing. You're still referencing that hip hop theme,
right.
From the '90s. And so, to me, out of all the outfits that came down the runway, that to me was the most referential to that time period.
Right.
And that is why when I saw it, I was like, yes, that makes me think of that time period. A time period when it's not less is
Can
more.
Before you jump in, because I know you're going to say something. I always get the runway look confused. Like, if you look at my notes, I have question mark. Like, uh-huh. Elizabeth Taylor, question mark. How is that crazy, sexy, cool?
Plus,
I'm with you. I'm thinking... TLC,
theme. Yeah,
1995, yes. Waterfalls. I'm thinking, that's what I'm thinking.
And that's what Jocelyn's outfit read to me.
And I actually...
Not exactly, you, don't go off.
It is Cameron's turn.
Not at all. Go ahead, finish your statement.
I just feel like I get the theme of the runway totally wrong. Because no, I just
They're
feel,
getting it wrong.
It's not jiving with you.
No, anymore. Like thrift shop glamour, question mark. Darian Lake, I just put no ma'am, question mark. I just don't, I
no,
don't,
ma'am.
I don't. I feel like the theme should match the episode, and so they should dress accordingly.
Yes. Well, and then my thing with Ben's outfit was I felt like I've seen that before. Like, literally, the exact same outfit.
Again.
And as much as I love Ben,
I am
a Ben fan.
I
but
am, too.
I felt like I've seen that exact outfit before.
So your favorite was?
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn. I think it was.
We're here tonight.
It was
we
too
are
much
here.
For me. I think that the rear end... That view aspect was too much. I didn't like that. It could have been just as entertaining, I think, with a little bit less. I didn't mind the beads, per se, but my favorite actually was Trinity. For me, she fit the crazy, sexy, cool. If you're thinking in the TLC vein, the straight hair, the flowing...
Flower child.
Well, not so much the 70s. Just the flowing outfit.
Yeah.
So I can
see that.
I can see that, too.
Can I change my... Because I looked down and I saw Bianca. I liked her. I thought that was sexy.
I liked her outfit too.
I can see that being sexy, but it wasn't, for me, it wasn't going with a theme. And I thought Jocelyn got the theme.
I thought Jocelyn got the
but
theme.
But I freaking
Bianca, yes.
loved Bianca.
But Bianca's
dress.
Makeup, I thought, was probably the best.
So the best that she's had so far. It looked great.
And which means she's taking pointers.
Yes.
Exactly.
Which Milk tried and failed.
Okay.
Yeah, and Milk's outfit. Yeah. Milk's outfit was a total no-no. It was a total no-no.
I didn't think it was that... Okay, yeah, it was pretty bad.
It wasn't horrible, honestly.
That's what
no,
yeah,
it wasn't horrible. It's just
but
that it was ill-fitting.
When Santino pointed out the back of that skirt, and I was like, ooh, that does suck.
Which, I don't know how close or how far they are from the actual runway, but to notice that, because I watched it twice. When she turned around and was walking away, I still didn't see it.
Gollum has eyes of a hawk.
Sorry. We should let you know that we were talking about Santino before the show started, and he called him Gollum.
He's looking weirder and weirder.
Speaking of Gollum, what about Michelle Visage?
I hated it.
No,
I didn't like the look was an
I just think, I think, I...
The pendant.
I think she's
I love
just
the pendant.
Trying, what, top?
I loved her. Yeah, top. That was awesome.
On that panel.
She has a lot of those. I think somebody makes them for her, those like pendants.
I think she needs to change her look. I love Michelle. She called our show. Please call us again. But I think disclaimer. The look. Yeah, disclaimer. There's a lot of disclaimers tonight. I love her look. I mean, no. I don't like her look, but I love what she brings to the show.
I love that Rue cut her off.
Ooh, yeah, that happened a couple of times.
I noticed
Rue
that.
Rue cut Trinity off, too, when she was saying, well, I just...
Rue should have cut Trinity off.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, what other, like... You know, Courtney, I love Courtney, but I didn't think...
Ew.
It was just...
Block.
It didn't make any sense.
Sorry, it didn't make any Mm-mm. sense.
Talk about cinching.
All right.
She has a block abdomen. Not cute, girl.
It's a boy. It looks like a boy.
Cinch it. Corset.
Otherwise, but how do you do it with nude?
No, you can't. She can't. She needs to understand that she has a block body. She still looks good.
There have been queens who wore bodysuits, though. I mean, I know... oh, my gosh.
Carmen Carrera,
but not from season 5.
Season 5. Who's from season 5? I get these seasons blacking
out. Wasn't, didn't Chad wear a bodysuit?
That was season 4.
Oh, whoopsie.
Yeah, Chad did wear a bodysuit in season 4.
Obviously, it wasn't that important.
No, it wasn't that important.
I'm trying to think. Laganja's... her runway...
Horrible.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Strap, tacky.
Okay. Sorry. I love the shoes. I love the shoes. But I didn't notice it until she pointed them out in Untucked. So it's just like, you know. I have to say that I didn't mind Adore's look. I thought it represented crazy.
I do,
again,
too.
Michelle clocked her on the length.
I didn't mind the length.
I didn't either.
Yeah,
I think
the only thing is she consistently wears that length.
Yeah.
So it would be different. Like, the length made sense for this outfit and this time. But there are other times where I'm just like, the length, you have to understand with your heels and what you're wearing as a drag queen, your length has to fit your whole body.
Or I would have shortened it.
And I think Michelle needs to, well, I can't tell her what she needs to do, but... this is not a sewing challenge. So it's not like as though she's purposefully wearing short, you know, not all the way down to the ground.
Well, a lot of it, too, is just like with Laganja, they wear capes or things that flow like that to draw away from the crotch.
Right.
Unfortunately, Laganja had that strap crotch, which drew attention to the length of the crotch. You never want to lengthen your crotch because it brings focus to your tuck. Come on, ladies.
What's a tuck?
Boto magicians.
Tightest tuck.
Before they announced the bottom two, I picked Milk and Darianne.
Me too.
I asked this question every week. Are we judging on just runway or are we judging from the challenge? And on the drive over here, I thought, well, if it's whenever she announces the winner, it's the winner of this challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of led to believe that runway, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Are we all agree?
Can someone disagree with me?
Please?
No, I agree with you, Kenny. I agree with
you
wholeheartedly.
I agree with you with all my boobs. Steven's going to sign. No boobs. Don't say that.
I got a thumbs up.
HR.
That's awesome.
No, I agree with you. And I think because you can't, I mean, they're coming into the runway with pretty much a preconceived idea of like who did well and who didn't do well in the challenge. They've already seen all the information they need to see. And so it's like you can't really judge too much on the runway looks because you're already judging on the challenge coming into this. So I'm assuming they already, you know, you come into this, you already know who's top, who's safe, who's bottom.
Mm-hmm. I would assume that they can use certain aspects of the runway as like last minute, like game changers.
Right.
Or deal breakers or whatever.
I thought Darianne should have been bottom. I think that Trinity's look would have saved her, in my opinion, but it didn't. And I thought... I think Milk did a better job in the video.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why she was in the bottom was because of her look.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And so, between those three, I would have picked Darianne and Milk. But Rue chose Milk and Trinity to be in the bottom. So... it's Rue's show. She get to decide.
Perfect example of what I was just talking about. I think that Trinity's excuse segment on the runway
that
may have put her in the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you guys think about her pointing out, you know, Courtney? about, you know, being cliche and using her body, which I kind of feel as though a lot of them rely on their niche, their shtick.
Right.
And that's just, it just happened to be hers.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like she brings other things to the table aside from just being completely naked on the runway.
I do too. I think she is relying on their shtick. I think the only reason that they're picking that out particularly for her mm-hmm. is because a lot of queens with their shtick, it's more outfit. And I think what they want to see is they want to see Courtney wear more outfit and not just, oh, you have a nice body, you know? And I think
there's something that I'm not seeing.
What do you mean?
I'm confused. I just confused myself. But I think for me, there's a level. There's not a level of consistency when it comes to the judging.
No, there's not at all.
And it's just, again, we talk about preconceived expectations, mm-hmm. I think. And I think that Courtney is not living up to what they're expecting of her. We yeah. all know she's pretty. And I think she's also very intelligent. I have to say.
She is very intelligent.
I really like listening to her. She's well-spoken. Mm-hmm. So if I'm seeing that in just these short clips of what we see, you know, I'm sure with the whole process of getting on the show, mm-hmm. they saw more of her, and then they're expecting more from her.
Right.
Especially Rue. So mm-hmm. bring it, girl.
But the editors.
We're testing skin. I don't want to see any more skin of hers, especially that block abdomen like SpongeBob.
Who's SpongeBob?
Sorry, girl.
SquarePants?
Sorry about it. I don't know.
The lip sync for your life was What a Man by Salt-N-Pepa, which you heard earlier. I thought it was a. Not the best choice, but for this particular episode.
I liked it for this episode.
And
Kenny
is
black, guys.
I was actually impressed that Milk knew the words.
She messed up, though. Sorry.
Well, for the most part, I didn't see a mess.
Oh, I did.
Oh, okay.
After six seconds.
I think a rap song is hard to do. I think you can fake your way through an actual song. An S-U-N-G song. But I think a rap song is hard to.
But this is slower, you know. This isn't like we're not talking like Eminem or something where it's like.
It's still a rap song. It's still.
It is, but it's like it's slower and it has a melodic element, mm-hmm. so it's like it's easier to. I feel it's easier to mouth.
Do we think Milk should have went home?
I think if you're basing it on the lip sync,
yes,
because Trinity that was her lip sync. I mean, she was serving like crazy, sexy, cool.
Based on the whole episode, minus the scene, it's hard. I mean, if it wasn't for the snatch game, I would have sent Darian home. Not the snatch. Not for the library.
Oh, for reading.
Sorry, mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the reading, I would have sent Darian.
Because for Milk, it seems like to me they were just sending her home for that outfit.
I think, and the fact that week after week it hasn't been stellar. I do like the Pinocchio's look. The Pinocchio.
She definitely
look.
Had. She had her own niche.
I think she had an idea, mm-hmm. and I think just this one, she stepped out of her element and just kind of failed flat. Although I will say this, since we're moving ahead, I kind of felt in the Untucked, she kind of got a unfair. You know how something can get in your head right before you do something
yes.
important? This letter from Gia, which I hate when they do this.
I know.
They
it's
take
the stupidest thing.
A contestant who's no longer in the contest and allow them to write
read
a letter
yeah.
and read people. And I get it. It was reading and the whole, you know, rap, and I get that. But I feel like it was unfair because if you saw her facial expression mm-hmm. after Bianca was reading, it just kind of, you can tell, like, her energy just kind of like flew out of her
yeah.
like body, and I know it didn't look like it affected her on the runway, but you can tell when she got eliminated, she was just completely like defeated.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't even see the thing that Courtney said
you
about switching
say
the
something.
Makeup.
No, I don't. I mean, again, when I first came out, I was around queens all the time, and majority of them have really thick skins. I think depending on what their demographic is or how their process was in their drag queen life. You gotta kind of have a thick skin. Granted, now they're in a hyper compressed atmosphere in this competition, so I'm sure nerves can break really fast. But mm-hmm. I mean, a few of them got ripped in that letter. So at some point, like, first of all, for me, like, dismiss it. Who gives a fuck? Bitch, you're home.
Well, that's what a lot
Sorry,
of them said.
Steven, I'm so, I apologize. Fudge. Sorry. I mean, she's writing the letter from home. Girl, you're not here. Exactly what Bianca said. You're not even
bad,
here.
Bad boy. Yeah. I didn't like that. Don't do. I'm kind of Untuck is. You guys liked the Untucked this time. I didn't like it.
I liked it.
Oh, I did. I felt like there was a lot going on, which is why I liked it.
Well, what was going on for you?
I loved the Doors energy.
I did. And I think my favorite part was the part where they're doing the pictures and reading the queens.
Boring.
Darianne calling Trinity Sally Sad Pants.
That was funny.
There was a lot of things that I thought were funny.
Okay, Laganja.
And like Bianca asking what Trinity was good at.
What are you successful at? Laganja seriously has a Missy Elliott tattoo?
Yeah.
That's trying way too hard, girl. I mean, if you're such a hardcore Missy Elliott fan, you should be a little bit more up on your rapping skills. I'm sorry.
Seriously? Well, her dancing for the video was... I agree with Adora.
She would have been safer, like, putting herself in a garbage bag and rapping.
Yeah.
Completely. But see, I feel like, and this is, again...
trying too hard.
Maybe because I'm older, but it's like... If you're so, I don't understand, like, I do, like, I enjoy the 80s, and I lived through, like, a piece of the 80s, you know, and it's like, I enjoy the 70s, but, like, a good chunk of the 80s, I should say.
I would hope most of it.
Yeah.
I think we're the same age.
Yeah, I was born in 82.
Okay, good.
So.
But she wasn't conscious until about 87. So. Right. Go ahead.
So true. That was a good one.
Thank you. I tried.
But. I grew up in the 90s, you know, and it's like, I don't understand what appeal the 90s has. The 90s is such a like random decade. I don't understand the appeal the 90s would have to anybody who didn't live through it really.
Right.
You know, the point that she was six in the 90s, it's like, I don't get why you're obsessed with 90s rap. It's just weird.
I think you could say, because I think the period of time that I'm most interested in is the 70s, and I wasn't even born until the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand her obsession with something that she may not have lived through,
mm-hmm.
but I agree with you. I think the 90s is kind of like a period in...
How old is Laganja?
24.
So she's hitting, okay, so Missy Elliott was actually mid to late 90s.
Yep.
So she's hitting, and if she's a choreographer, which means she probably was a dancing queen at a young age, which meant she did a lot of competitions. So Missy was in that era for her where they, you know,
at like
when
six?
They did, when they did hip, yeah, well, mid-90s.
Dancing queen?
Mid-90s. So
let's do the match. So she was born
hip-hop in... Hip-hop Expo, Urban Jam, all of those hip-hop portions. 20? Missy Elliott was big in those, Missy Elliott TLC. So I can see the connection now, knowing that she's a choreographer. But sorry, girl, that's an epic fail.
I think she's a complete epic fail.
Epic.
What else? Is that it for the Untucked? I thought it was boring, sorry. Like, the pictures... You know why? And I think they picked three of people that really got along with Laganja... Ben and Courtney to be safe, and so they were on their own. And then they jumped up. Did you notice that Trinity didn't have her flappers on for
the
runway?
She did have them I thought she had them on the runway.
She did have them in the runway.
No, she didn't. Go back and watch. She did not
have
them on. Because
she did not have them on in Untucked. I know that
and
for
I think,
sure.
I don't think she had them on the runway either. Because I didn't see that bling bling.
I have to go back and watch. Because I remember Untucked, I was
correct
like...
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I felt like she was really enunciating.
The straight teeth. The pearly white.
I thought she had them.
That's it for us, guys. Oh, well, you guys want to do predictions? Sorry.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I was about to cut us off and go home.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm on Red. I'm popped up on Red Bull right now. So
oh my God.
I can go another
Trinity
hour.
Trinity and Kenny must be related.
Trinity.
Disclaimers.
Disclaimers. Any predictions?
Actually, this is in part with my One Wild Child shout out.
Mm-hmm.
He was asking who we would pick for season 7.
Oh Lord.
What's season 7? Is that All Stars?
No, not All Stars. Drag Race season 7.
Who would we pick?
Yeah, if we, like, and I'm sorry, I only know local queens because I don't, and if you want to, here's my thing. How about this? Tweet at us who you would pick from your local queens for season 7 because I'm picking LA queens.
Can I be honest? I don't really know local queens until they get on the show.
Here's one. I'll give a shout out to Miss Kyna Jacobs, who resides in Las Vegas. She's about 6'3", I believe she is. She is sick back. So if you're ever in Vegas, check her out. Free zone. Boom.
And there I said ma'am and Realitra, but it's like, these are like local.
So make a comment of your local queen that you want to see on Drag Race. That's all for us tonight. Where can we find you, Jackie?
At 123 Jackie B.
You should wrap that. You should.
At 123 Jackie B on Instagram and at 123 Jackie underscore B on Cameron. Twitter.
Tom Akava, 777.
And I'm KAYSEEH 25. And that's Instagram and Twitter. I'm on Twitter, guys, so I only have like 6 followers. So follow me, please, and I'll follow you in return. That's our show for tonight. Thank you so much. We will be back next week, same time, same YouTube channel.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
That's what I wanted to say.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.